gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioner Court meeting for Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. It is 9:54 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, today we pause to acknowledge your majesty and thank you for this glorious day. Today especially, we give thanks for our employees, those employees of Jefferson County who work so hard and so diligently to make us successful, make this court look good, make this county look good. And we're going to acknowledge several of those employees today. Father, we also, as we enter into this Holy Week or continue in this Holy Week, we ask that you fill our hearts with the joy of knowing that Easter's coming. We know that Friday is a dark day, but we always remember that Sunday's coming. And Father, we also just ask that you would give this court wisdom and guidance and discernment so that we can make the right decisions that are pleasing in your sight. We ask that you forgive us where we fail you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. Under Human Resources, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for the 2022 Employee Excellence Award winner. Item A is to a presentation of the 2022 Employee Excellence Award. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And so, Ms. Rosales, if I could... Oh, you're already up there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. First of all, I want to thank you all, Judge and Commissioners, for allowing us the opportunity and continuing the tradition for Employee Excellence Awards. I think it's a great thing to continue, and it's a great time to also, for those of you that may not be aware, April is National County Government Month, so it's the perfect timing to be able to recognize, like Carrie mentioned, and thank all of our employees who dedicate their lives and their careers to serving the public and the citizens of Jefferson County. So before I announce the winners, I want to recognize the judges that had the hard decision of narrowing down the nominees to three finalists and choosing the winner. It can be very tough with busy schedules to find judges that are able to do this process. This time it came down to three judges due to busy schedules that had the very hard decision of narrowing down and choosing these finalists. But I thank them so much for their time. And if you would stand up when I call your name, the judges for the 22 Employee Excellence Awards are Roderick Daniels, Carolyn Wright, and Clinton Turner. I don't know if any of them joined us today, but if they didn't, well, we thank them anyways. I really want to just brag on my staff a little bit. I want to thank McKenna and Brandy for making this event and coordinating it all. Without them, it's absolutely not possible, so thank you all for your hard work. Okay, so it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you the winners of our 2022 Employee Excellence Awards. Our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and certificate is Natalie Jones, Community Supervision Officer for Adult Probation Department. So, unfortunately, Natalie could not join us today. She had arrangements that she just could not move. So we will personally award her with her certificate and her award next week when she comes back to the office. But just to give you a description, Natalie has been with the county for 23 years and was nominated because she exhibits leadership, integrity, and is always willing and ready to help others and do whatever is needed of her to get the job done. Her dedication to her job is evident in how she continually strives to help adult offenders and understand their choices and decisions and how they affect those around them. Natalie is always willing to help out her fellow coworkers and shows compassion and respect for all of those she interacts with. Natalie exemplifies wonderful characteristics of a Jefferson County employee. Congratulations, Natalie. Okay, the first finalist and the winner of the $350 award and a certificate is Julie Hannon, Senior Laboratory Technician for the Sheriff's Department Crime Lab. Just one second, let's see. Julie has been with the county for 23 years and was nominated due to her dependability, compassion, confidence, and exceptional work ethic. Her devotion to her job is evident in her drive and her willingness to assist coworkers. Julie is often referred to as the go-to person in the crime lab, and there is no task that is too small or too large for Julie to handle. Julie exemplifies many great characteristics as a Jefferson County employee. Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Our winner of the 2022 Employee Excellence Award, who receives a $700 award, his name on a plaque to be displayed by the county clerk's office, and a certificate, goes to an employee who has dedicated over 26 years of service to Jefferson County. I would like to introduce to you the 2022 Employee Excellence Award winner, Cedric Winfield, Correctional Officer for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Cedric demonstrates a strong work ethic and puts forth the extra effort to help others, not just at work, but beyond work hours as well. Cedric maintains a positive attitude at work and often checks up on his coworkers to make sure everyone is taken care of. He has proven to his coworkers that he can be counted on anytime they need something. His coworkers describe him as extremely knowledgeable, reliable, always willing to help, and I quote, like a light in a dark room. That can be difficult at the correctional facility. The characteristics that Cedric exhibits are truly a great example for all Jefferson County employees. Congratulations, Cedric. Judge Brannick, if you would please read the resolution for him.
The resolution reads that Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County established the Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995, and whereas Cedric Winfield, Correctional Officer for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of loyalty, knowledge, and respect for others, and whereas these qualities are shown by his 26-plus years of dedication to Jefferson County's overall leadership skills, his compassion for others, and promoting a great example and a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom he shares his knowledge. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County in regular meeting does hereby present the 2022 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Cedric Winfield and praises him for his dedicated service to the citizens of Jefferson County.
Thank you, Judge. Just to close off, just to let you all know, we have a cake and punch outside to celebrate the Employee Excellence Award, so y'all are all welcome to join us now or after court for that. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Moving on, also out of order, item B under the County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Neches River Festival Week. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Briggs, are you here to represent the Neches River Festival? Would y'all like to come up, please?
Everything better, very official.
Yeah, I do that for the Commissioner's Court every morning.
That's right.
Let me read this proclamation. It reads, whereas for the past 75 years, Jefferson County, Texas have been heralding the coming of spring with the advent of the Neches River Festival. And from time to time, uncommon commoners have become knights, duchesses, princesses, queens, kings, and even citizens of the year. And whereas the annual royal edict challenges the royal subjects to commit to fun, frolic, and festivities, now therefore be it resolved, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of April 11th through April 23rd, 2023, as the 75th Neches River Festival Week. And we invite King Neches the 75th to treat our faithful followers and his newly acquired royal subjects to partake in all manners of festival activities. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court. King?
Well, thank you, Judge. I'm President 75, Fuller McSpadden. We do have a little bit of an ulterior motive to be here this morning, but thank you for reading our proclamation. We've had a great year this year. It's been a lot of hard work. And also, let me introduce Ashley Bryan as our social chairman, 75, who's done a fantastic job just commanding an army of volunteers. And Molly, our director, it's truly been a humbling experience. But yes, please join us next Wednesday at our King's Arrival, 5:30 at the Event Center, where we've done it in years past. We'll be introducing and unveiling our King 75, as well as doing a small presentation for our 2023 Citizen of the Year, and formally introducing him as well. The Neches River Festival Board, past kings and presidents of the realm, have met and have unanimously selected and do hereby name the Honorable Jeff Brannick as our 2023 Citizen of the Year. Congratulations. Judge Brannick has served as county judge for the past 13 years, as most of you all probably know. He's been married to his lovely bride, Sherry, for nearly 39 years, is what I've got here. And I learned this just a couple days ago, and I thought this was just a great story. You met at Lamar at a blood drive, a student blood drive, yeah, and she was there, and she maybe she gave too much blood and fainted or passed out or something, and you quite literally picked her up, and I think that's great. It probably saved her life. I'm just going to throw that in there.
Always willing to come to the aid of a damsel in distress.
That's right. It says here you guys went on to foster 9 children through Texas Child Protective Services. And, of course, we're blessed with daughters Merritt and Ellie Grace. Grandchildren Jackson, Brannick, and Callie Grace, those are great names, are no doubt the pride and joy of your lives. Judge was born and raised in Port Arthur, graduated from Thomas Jefferson High School in 1976, came on to be elected county judge in 2010, and assumed office January 1st, 2011. And there's no one more deserving. We truly love you and just so grateful to have you. You've been a friend and just pillar of the community through a lot of tough times, a lot of good times, but a lot of tough times too. So we need more Jeff Brannick, so thank you for all your hard work, and congratulations, 2023 Citizen of the Year, Jeff Brannick. Oh, we've got a quick little, yeah, good. You get one of these fancy hats, too. Yeah.
Better be big. Yeah.
Congratulations. We hope we get to see you April
12th, yes.
If not, we will all announce that celebrate you. That's all right. We will celebrate you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We'll let them get a picture first.
I thought my brother was just here to visit.
It's that TJ background. What can I say?
Yeah.
Commodore, Admiral, I don't know.
Maybe if I wear this hat at home, I can order my wife around. I don't think that's going to work.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, let us know how that works.
Give me one.
All right, moving to...
Yeah, he'll do that.
Also out of order, item A under County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing the 50th anniversary of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity, Inc., Zeta Psi chapter. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. And moving back to items under purchasing, item A is to receive and file bids for invitations for bids for landside road pavement repairs at Jack Brooks Regional Airport pursuant to 262 Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act 2, Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This project is 100% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program Grant Number 37. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for invitations for bid for Jerry Ware Terminal and Aircraft Firefighting Station Rehabilitation with NNT Construction for a total amount of $2,540,734, which includes base bid numbers 1, 2, and 3 pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act 2, Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. That's 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program Grant Number 37. Item C is consider, approve, execute, receive, and file AT&T SIP Trunk Service and related customer letter of authority with NetSpark IP and AT&T at a monthly estimated cost of $5,179.16 for a period of 36 months and a one-time setup fee of $200. Do I have a motion on the items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Rudden Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs, travel, and training. Item B is to receive and file a public defender contract agreement for the Criminal District Court with David Grove, effective April 1st, 2023. Item C is to receive and file a single audit for Jefferson County for fiscal year ended September 30th, 2022. Item D is to consider and approve entering into a subrecipient agreement with the following entities for the American Rescue Plan funding for water and wastewater treatment projects in Jefferson County: City of Nome, City of China, Cardinal Meadows Improvement District, Jefferson County Water Control Improvement District, Number 10, Meeker Municipal Water District, West Jeff Municipal Water District. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 504-869 through 505-057. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. I'm sorry I'm speed reading, but Commissioner Alford has a meeting he needs to get to. Oh, okay.
He snuck up.
Okay. Under Commissioners, item C is considering possibly authorized request by Jasper County to join the interlocal agreement with Chambers, Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange Counties designating Spindletop Center as Jasper County's designated local mental health authority and local intellectual and developmental disability authority, allowing Spindletop Center to begin providing services to Jasper County residents. Item D is considering possibly approve the 2023 amended Jefferson County voluntary tow service rotation list guidelines. Item E is considering possibly approve action by the Commissioners Court to formally cancel the commercial development land lease agreement signed on July 14, 2020 for 357,885 square feet of property at the airport. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner?
Second.
And moved and seconded. I made a mistake before we vote on this. We're going to have a time of public comment. Is there anybody who wishes to make public comment about any of the items on the agenda? If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close the time of public comment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Juvenile Probation Department, item A is to receive and file the Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Board's Juvenile Board's inspection and certification of the juvenile detention facilities at the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center per Title III of the Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we have one item left, item C, to consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Kent Stewart, an employee of Road and Bridge Precinct 1, with an effective date of March 30th, 2023. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a utility or common carrier pipeline for distribution of data and communications located in Precinct 1. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes, or any elected official wishes, to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then that completes our agenda, and we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. Fix your head that way.